All right, wherever you are, I want you to lift up your Bible. Wherever you are, I'm going to give you a minute. Lift up your Bible, wherever you are. Lift it up, all the way up. Some of you are lifting up your phone. I say lift up your Bible, not your phone. You say my Bible is in my phone. Well, all right, okay, all right. I get it. All right, if your Bible is in your phone, lift up that phone. Lift up your Bible. If you have an actual Bible, lift it up. And I want you to take this confession with me. Say, this is the infallible Word of God. It is God's will, God's purpose, and God's promise to my life. I can do all it says I can do. And I can be all it says I can be. I receive the word of God into the prepared soil of my heart today. And I declare by faith that it will produce fruit in my life. 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I want you to know, child of God, there are no limits on your life. In our last edition of ALO, we started to minister on a theme that I titled, Take the Limits Off. And by the help of the Holy Spirit, I want to move forward a little bit in that theme. In this service, Jesus came to destroy every limit around our lives. Yes, for sure, I know in the last service, I gave a lot of time to talking about the limits in our minds. And yes, there are limits in our minds. And one of the reasons why the Lord sends us His Word, empowers us with knowledge, is to release us from the limits in our minds. The Bible says in that scripture that we read, that according to the knowledge of His promises, we can become partakers of the divine nature. We can escape the corruption. Yes, can't we? Yes, can we? Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. Can we?
Yes, we can.
Can we? I want you to say that with me. Through the knowledge of the promises of God, we can escape all the corruption that is in the world. Through the knowledge of the promises of God, hallelujah, we can be made partakers of the divine nature. Of the divine nature. So the limits in our minds, they are broken as we enter more and more into the light of the gospel. The Bible says the Lord gave the word, and that word was the light of men. This knowledge of the gospel, the knowledge of the plan of God. You know, Paul said in the Old Testament, he said, if our gospel is hidden, it's only hidden to some because their eyes have been blinded, their minds have been blinded by Satan. Yes. Because the word of God is really the light of God sent to release us from every yoke and every bondage in our minds. Yes. And we learned a lot about that in our last ALO service. If you can conceive it, you can believe it. Amen. And if you can believe it, you can receive it.
Amen.
Can you say that with me? We said that last time. If I can conceive it,
then I can believe it.
And if I can believe it,
then I can
receive it.
Can
well, why don't you take off the if? Let's just make it a confession of faith. Say with me, I can conceive it. Therefore, I can believe it. And because I can believe it,
I can
receive it. Amen. Amen. When the yokes and the limits in our minds are totally destroyed, when they are broken off, we come into a place where we can absolutely conceive everything that God has for us. And we can believe them and we can receive them.
Amen.
But the limits in our minds are not the only limits that there are that we deal with. There are other major limits. There's at least three of them. There are limits from the world around us. One. There are limits from our past failures, our roots, our upbringing, and the fallen human nature that we all possess. Two. And there are limits from our arch enemy, Satan himself. These are three major areas of limits. In addition to the limits in our minds, let's say those again one more time. There are limits from the world around us. One, there are limits from our past failures and our fallen human nature that we all possess. Two, and there are limits from our arch enemy, Satan himself. But Jesus came to destroy all these limits and put the glory of God upon our lives.
Amen.
You and I are sons and daughters of glory.
Amen.
We are sons and daughters of the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 to 9, he said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. We are ordained for glory. Say that with me. We are ordained for glory. Say one more time. We are ordained for glory. Now, personalize it. Make it personal. I am ordained for glory. Say it one more time. I am ordained for glory. That means the glory of God should be emanating out of your life.
Yeah.
The glory of God should be oozing out of your life. When we look at you, we should be seeing the glory of God, the glory of God, the glory of God. Hallelujah. He said, he ordained his wisdom unto our glory, verse 8, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Verse 9, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. It has never entered into the heart of anyone. No eye has ever seen it. No ears have ever heard it. The things that God has prepared for you, my brother. The things that God has prepared for you, my sister.
Amen.
There's glory for you.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lord sent me your way to share with you today in this service. There's glory right ahead of you.
Yeah.
There's glory just ahead of you, my friends.
Yeah.
There's glory. Say that with me. There's glory.
There's glory.
Say there's glory just ahead of me.
Glory.
Come on, say it one more time. Say there's glory just ahead of me.
Hallelujah.
You and I are sons and daughters of glory.
Yeah.
We are created for his glory.
Yeah.
We are ordained for his glory.
Hallelujah.
We are the ones Habakkuk, the prophet, was talking about in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14 in the Amplified, where he said, but the time is coming when the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. He was talking about us. The time is coming when glory will emanate, glory will ooze out of your life and out of my life. And this whole earth will be covered with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Paul the apostle picked up that same theme. This Habakkuk 2:14. If you look at 2 Corinthians 2:14, they are saying almost exactly the same thing. Habakkuk 2:14, the prophet said, the time is coming when the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Well, 2 Corinthians 2:14, I want you to see what it says. How this earth will become filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. If you look at that in the Amplified, the praise team sang this morning. They said, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Thanks be to God, we have overcome, they sang. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And they are right. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. It says, but thanks, this is the Amplified, but thanks be unto God, who in Christ always, somebody say always, always leads us in triumph as trophies of Christ's victory, and through us, he spreads and he makes evident the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere. Oh, let's break that down. This is very easy to understand. Thanks be unto God, who in Christ always causes us to triumph. So that means we overcome through Christ Jesus. Because of Christ Jesus, you and I are overcomers. Amen. You and I have the victory. Amen. Through every situation of life that we encounter. Yes. No matter what we go through, we have the victory. Yes. Because of Jesus. Yes. Now, because we have the victory, because of the finished work of Jesus, Paul says, the whole earth will become full of the knowledge of the goodwill of God. The savor, the smell, the sweet-smelling aroma of God's glory on the life of the saints. Why? Because we have the victory. So every time you and I have the victory, every time we demonstrate victory in life, we show forth the glory of God. We send out this lovely-smelling aroma. The world wants to come close to us. They are attracted. They want to find out about the God that is responsible for the victories that we're experiencing. Hallelujah. 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 It must become a revelation to you that you are already free from every bondage and every baggage of the world and of your past. It must become a revelation to you. That's not something you should be struggling with at this time. You must recognize Jesus paid the ultimate price to bring you to a place of glory, a place of victory, a place of freedom. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. I want you to look at what Hebrews chapter 2 says. We're going to read this to you real quickly. I'm just laying a foundation here. I want to go talk to you about Daniel a little bit. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm excited to talk to you about Daniel and how he revealed and manifested the glory of God by breaking limits. Hebrews chapter 2, and I want us to read from verse 13. We're going to read this in the Amplified, verse 13 to 15. And again he says, my trust and my assured reliance and confident hope shall be fixed in him. And yet again, here I am, I and the children whom God has given me. Since therefore these his children share in flesh and blood in the physical nature of human beings, he himself in a similar manner partook of the same nature, that by going through death he might bring to nothing and make of no effect he who had the power of death, that is the devil. Now listen to verse 15. And also that he might deliver and completely set free all those who through the haunting fear of death were all their lives held in bondage throughout the course of their experience. God, through Jesus, set everyone free completely. Those who through the course of their lives have had the fear of death and were held in bondage. Jesus came to destroy every bondage and to destroy every limit. Hallelujah. Jesus destroyed every bondage and every limit. Amen. Say that with me. Jesus has already destroyed every bondage and every limit. I want you to say one more time. Jesus has already destroyed every bondage and every limit. Let's make this personal. Say, as far as I am concerned, Jesus has already destroyed every bondage and every limit. Let's do it one more time. Make it personal. Put your name in there. Say, as far as Kayode is concerned, Jesus has already destroyed every bondage, every limit in my life. Hallelujah. I want you to know there is nothing stopping you. Say with me, there is nothing stopping me. There is nothing holding you back. Say, there is nothing holding me back. There are no limits in your life. Say, there are no limits in my life. Listen, there could be limits because we live in the world, limits that the world tries to bring into our lives. There could be limits because of our past, we have this human nature that is a fallen nature of man. There could be limits because of our roots, where we came out from, certain things that created limits through us. There could be limits because Satan, our archenemy himself, is constantly trying to surround our lives with limits. But listen, this must be a revelation to you. Jesus Christ already destroyed every limit and every bondage concerning my life. It is not about to be broken. They are already broken. They are already destroyed. I just need to receive the revelation of it. Why is the revelation of it necessary? Because it is through knowledge. It is through revelation knowledge that we escape the corruption in the world and that we become partakers of the divine nature. According to 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3. It is through the knowledge of God. When it becomes a revelation knowledge, a revealed knowledge to you, you suddenly come to yourself and you say, hey, why am I still sitting here? I'm no longer in bondage. Wait, you may still be feeling the pain in your leg, the symptom of the sickness, the symptom of the disease in your arm, in your chest. But you say to yourself, hey, Jesus already destroyed every bondage and every limit. I'm free. I'm free. This must be a revelation to us, folks. This must be a revelation to us. I mean, why was Paul able to say in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He says it really good in the Amplified. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. Hey, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Listen to me. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can hold you back. Nothing can limit you. You have strength for all things through Christ. You are sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. You can do all things through Christ. You can break that barrier. You can destroy that destructive habit. You can come out of that limitation of your past. You can finally overcome that failure. You can finally enter into the glory that comes with succeeding in life. Nothing can hold you back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can limit the will of God from coming to pass in your life. Jesus already paid the price to see to it that that is the reality in your life. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. I can do all things. Hallelujah. Feel the Spirit of God in this room. I can do all things through Christ. I can do. Ha, 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 ha. It doesn't matter the lie they told when you were young. It doesn't matter how they laughed at you when you were in elementary school, high school. They made fun of you, talking about how you would never become anything. That was a lie. I'm here to declare to you, you will scale through the walls of life. You will break every limit and you will become everything that God ordained your life to become. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I receive that. Say, I receive that, I receive that, I receive that. It doesn't matter the lie you've heard all of your life. All of that is just a lie. That's all it is. You are a winner. You are more than a conqueror through Christ. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you. The greater one lives inside of you. Ha! Hallelujah. The greater one lives inside of you. Woo! You cannot be stopped. You cannot be limited. You cannot be barred from entering in. Hey! Hey! Your day of glory is here. You will not be hindered. You will not be limited. You are about to eat the grapes of life. You are about to eat the grapes of success. You are about to eat the grapes of favor. You're about to eat the grapes of soundness of health and well-being. You're about to eat the grapes of mental release and well-being. And you cannot be stopped.
No.
You cannot be stopped.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. I hope you feel it where you are. I feel it so strong, powerful. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let's answer that question beginning from this service, this second part of my message. Let's start answering that question. How, practically, how can we and how do we manifest the glory of God on this earth? Practically, you and I. How? We know the promise. We've heard about what the Lord did to make it happen. But practically, how? And like I told you earlier, I'm going to have you study with me. So you have that Bible. I had you raise it up earlier because the reason I had you do that is because you are going to need that Bible. Maybe you are somewhere where you can see the thing on the screen. That's good. But I want you to read this with me in the Bible. If you have your Bible, look there in your Bible. And let's read this together. If it's on the screen ahead of you, great. Just look at it there. But we're going to read some portion out of the book of Daniel today as the Holy Spirit leads us. How do we manifest the glory of God on this earth? Practically. We have the promise. We know the word of God is infallible. It can't fall to the ground. It can't fail. Well, if his promise that we are sons and daughters of glory, we manifest his glory upon the earth. How practically? There is already an excellent spirit inside you.
Yeah.
Don't just leave it inside you. Put it on so the world can see it. There is already a spirit of excellence inside you. Don't just leave it inside you. Put it on so the world can see it. Somebody said, Pastor, but I want to know how can I put it on? All right. I'm glad you asked. Let's go into the book of Daniel. As you go with me into the book of Daniel, I want you to repeat these four words out loud. You're going to hear me talk a lot about these four words when we come back to Elo each time we come back. Because in these four words lie the manifestation of the glory of God upon your life. In these four words lie the glory that you've always dreamt about. The success, the blessing, the healing, the favor, the anointing that you've always heard about. Say those four words with me. And if you are taking notes like I had you do last Sunday in the service in Cleveland, write these words the way they are in my notes in big capital letters with exclamation marks. Four words. Say it with me. Pray. Think. Stretch. Excel. Let's do it one more time. Four words. Pray. Think. Stretch. Excel. I gave you strive last week. I think stretch is better. They say exactly the same thing, but stretch is better. Pray. Think. Stretch. Excel. Therein lies the glory. Therein lies how to manifest the glory of God in every area of your life. In every area of your life where you activate and you engage those four words, you will see the glory. In every area of your life where you activate and engage those four words, you will see the glory in your life. What are these four words again? Shout them out to me. Pray. Think. Stretch. Excel. Come on, do it one more time. Pray. Think. Stretch. Exhale. Let's go to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1. You know the book of Daniel. Let's read from verse 8. I'm going to try to read a few verses here. I'm not in a hurry. I know many of us are sitting, we're in our homes. I know a few of our ministers are in one of our churches. That's awesome. Thank you for being there. But I'm not going to be in a hurry. I'm going to try to close soon. Once I can sense, yeah, we're there, we got it today. I'm going to bring it to a close, and then we'll move on and do our announcements, offering, and close out the service today. But let's read. And through this week, I encourage you, go back and read these stories. And the Holy Spirit will show you things. I mean, I've seen things that I haven't seen before, even in the last 2 days. And I've read these stories over and over and over. Even in preparing for these services, these messages, I've read these stories over and over and over again. And yet, just less than 24 hours, I've still seen things that I hadn't seen there before. Let's read it. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. It says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, Daniel requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Look at that. Daniel purposed in his heart. There are some very interesting translations. Certainly, the Amplified says Daniel determined in his heart that he would not defile himself by eating his portion of the king's rich and dainty food or by drinking the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might be allowed not to defile himself. There's a lot of thinking and prayer going on here. He made up his mind. I like it. Some translations actually say that. He made up his mind. The contemporary English version. It says, Daniel made up his mind to eat and drink only what God had approved for his people to eat. I like it. The basic Bible English translation. It said, Daniel had come to the decision. It was a decision. He engaged his heart and his mind. There was a lot of prayer and a lot of thinking. A lot of prayer and a lot of thinking. Daniel made up his mind. Some translations say he purposed in his heart. He purposed in his heart. I love it. The ESV says Daniel resolved. He resolved. He resolved. The ISV, he determined within himself. He determined within himself. There was a lot of praying and a lot of thinking. He determined within himself. Now, the next verse is very interesting because the next verse tells us what God did. But this verse, verse 8, tells us what Daniel did. God did something. And Daniel did something. God did his part. And Daniel did his part. God said, I will crown you with glory. He did it already through Jesus. Daniel said, what is my part in that? What do I have to do to see the glory of God come out on my life? Said, God did his part. I've got to do my part. What was God's part? Let's read in verse 9 right here. Daniel chapter 1 verse 9. He said, now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. God singled out Daniel and brought him into favor. God did his part. God put his glory and his favor upon Daniel. But then Daniel said, God did his part. I have to do my part. What is my part? And he said, he prayed and he thought. He prayed and he thought. He prayed and he thought. I know what my part is. My part is, I'm going to make up my mind. I will not eat anything else other than what is approved by God for me. He's not talking about food. He's talking about the lifestyle of the heathen. He's talking about the corruption that is in the world. He's surrounded by these limits. These limits. He's a stranger, a foreigner in this strange land, in the land of Babylon.
And he's confronted by all sorts of seeming disadvantages and limitations. But Daniel prayed and he thought. He prayed and he thought. He prayed. And hey, I will not engage in the corruption that is all around me. But I will hold up the covenant of Jehovah God. Nobody else may be doing it, but I will hold up the covenant of Jehovah God. Everybody else in my office may be doing something else, but I will hold up the covenant of Jehovah God. Hey, it didn't take too long. He came back to the head of the eunuch and said, prove us. Prove us. This is what we are going to do. We are going to do this. We are going to not do what everybody else is doing. We are going to not eat what everybody else is eating. We are going to eat something that does not make sense, but which the Lord designed for us in the covenant. And we want you to check us out. Give us a few days, he said in verse 12. Prove your servants, I beseech you, 10 days. And let's see what we look like. And the Bible says in verse 17, as for these four children, that's Daniel and the four Hebrew boys, Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach. Thank you. Somebody called Abednego, Abednegro. It's not Abednegro, it's Abednego. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 17, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And in verse 19, the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood there before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king had inquired of them, he found them 10 times better. He found them 10 times better. That's the glory of God. He found them 10 times better. They manifested the glory of God. 10 times better. I'm going to prophesy upon you. God will make you 10 times better. In the name of Jesus, God will make you 10 times better than the best that you currently know. He will make you 10 times better than the averages that you know. He will make you 10 times better than those in your community. He will make you 10 times better than those you grew up with. He will make you 10 times better than those you work with. He will make you 10 times better. You receive the anointing and the glory of God. God will make you 10 times better. 10 times better. 10 times better. In your body, you will be 10 times better. Come on, touch your body wherever you are right now. In my body, I'll be 10 times better than my average. In the name of Jesus. In my mind, come on, touch your mind. Touch your head. In my mind, I will be 10 times better than the average. Touch your wallet. Touch your wallet. In my finances, I'll be 10 times better. I'll be 10 times better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go with me quick to Daniel 2. I've got to wrap this up soon. I can feel it. We're getting there. Daniel chapter 2. Let's read this. Just read a few verses from Daniel chapter 2. We're going to read verse 16 to 23. Daniel chapter 2 from verse 16 to 23. You remember the story? The king had a dream. He called all his magicians, all the people who said they were the wise people in the kingdom. And he wanted them to tell him the interpretation of his dream. But the big test was he would not tell them the dream itself. He wanted them to find out both the dream and the interpretation. All the wise men came back and said to him, King, nobody in all the earth can do this. Nobody can do this. Have you heard sayings like that? Nobody can do this. This has never been done before. Nobody will ever be able to do this. Have you heard those kind of limitations and limiting words spoken before?
He said, King, nobody has ever done this and nobody will ever be able to do it. All the magicians said that. And so the king in his anger said, kill all of them. Kill all of them. I've just been paying them salaries. They don't know anything. Just been sucking. They do nothing. For the first time, he had a test for them and they failed that test. But suddenly here came Daniel because they were also going to kill them. And Daniel, in verse 16 of Daniel chapter 2, he went in and he desired of the king that he would give them time. He said, give me time, king. That he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and he made the thing known to his prayer partners, his prayer buddies. Oh, I love prayer partners. I love people who get together just to pray. Hey, I love it. I love it when believers come together and join their forces and their anointing together just to pray. Just to pray. I love it when believers prioritize the place and the ministry of prayer. We have talked long enough. We have carried banners long enough. We have politicized long enough. We have gossiped long enough. We have hated and been bitter long enough. It's time to get back to the place of prayer. It's time to get back to where things happen in the realm of the Spirit. It's time to get back where we are able to move the hands of Jehovah God. It's time to get back to the origin and the source of every good thing that God has promised in our lives. It's time to get back to our covenant with God through the place of prayer. He called his three friends, and the four of them got together before the Lord. In verse 18, he said, he called this his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Verse 19, then was the secret revealed. Oh, Shababa. Halalababasa. Forgive me for getting excited. Then was the secret revealed. Not in the place of talking about the problem. Not in the place of gossiping about the situation. Not in the place of hating and being bitter. Not in the place of being frustrated. But in the place of prayer. The secret was revealed. Child of God, hear me. For God to distinguish you and make you an element, instrument of his glory, like he wants to do upon the earth, you've got to give prayer its rightful place. Everything else comes out and is built on the platform of prayer. Everything, revelation comes out of prayer. Favor, distinction, life, glory, blessing, faith, everything comes out of the root of prayer. Hey, hear me. If you get any good thing in life, and you don't know how to pray, you will lose it eventually. Everything comes out of the birthing place of prayer. Out of the birthing place of prayer. The secret was revealed, not where they were trying to figure it out, in the place of prayer. In the place of prayer, it says in verse 19, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom are his. He changes the times and seasons. God is changing your time and season. God is bringing you to a new time and a new season. A new time and a new season of glory. God is bringing you to a new season and a new time of distinction. God is pulling you out from the bottom of the barrel and is putting you right at the top where princes are seated in the name of Jesus. He's giving you a seat at the table with the board of governors. God himself is going to make you one of the presidents, and not just one of the presidents, he's going to make you one of the distinguished presidents. God is making you the mouthpiece that everybody will listen to, the one that has the wisdom, the reservoir of the wisdom that the community needs. God is changing your times. And say, I receive it. Things that have not worked in your life will begin to work. Things that have not produced in your life will begin to produce. God will begin to bring you from the back of the line to the front of the line. where you were in a queue and you didn't know when your time will come, God says, your time is now. Your time is now. Rise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Rise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say, my time is now. My time is now. I've waited enough. My time is now. I've waited enough. My time is now. Time is now. He changed the time and season, set up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. Hey, he knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. He reveals the deep and the secret things. Even as I'm speaking to you today, somewhere, somebody is receiving revelation of the secrets of God that would drastically change your life forever. There's a transmission going on in the realm of the spirit. Hey, he reveals naughty problems, difficult situations. Just like that, he can give you the solution. Just like that, he can give you the answer. You've done all the tests, you can't even find what it is. Just like that. Just like that. I'll never forget it. Many years ago. Had this condition on my body and went, did the test and did that and nothing. I just went to Bible study one Wednesday evening. The church I attended then was in a school. We didn't even have carpet, no fan, no air conditioning. It was dust. When we are singing and praising, all the children are running around, they are just kicking up dust in the air. Pastor didn't have my microphone. It's no technology, all this technology, I didn't have it. Pastor Solomon just preached, he just preached as loud as he could. And we all got fired up. And I remember while he was preaching that day, I could sense it within my spirit. Go talk to Pastor about this condition. You've done tests, you've done, talk to him, tell him. I went and talked to him. He prayed for me, prayed over me, anointed me with oil. Then he said to me, have you heard about Tetmosol? I said, I don't know. What is Tetmosol? He said, Tetmosol, you know Tetmosol, the soap they sell on the street? I said, that soap on the street? They sell Hawk on the street? He said, yeah, go buy it. The Holy Spirit, by revelation, told him. I initially despised it. I said, really? But I obeyed and bought it. And there, I used it the first time my skin came to me like a baby. Like the skin of a baby. Reminded me of the story of Naaman the leper. The prophet said to him, go jump in the river. Dip there 7 times in the Jordan River. He said, the river? He said, are there no better rivers? Better swimming pools and jacuzzis? Why would I go jump in the Jordan, dirty Jordan? You know what? Finally, his servant said, do it. Just do it. It doesn't cost. He did it and his skin, the Bible says, came back to him.
Yeah.
Solutions. Solutions can come deeply from the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Things that you have grappled with for life. Things that you haven't received answers for. The Lord can bring them to you by the Holy Spirit. We're getting there. I think I need to wrap this up so I can close. I'm nowhere close to the end of my note, but I think I can sense it. I think we've received just about enough today. There's depth of revelation in your spirit. So pray. Think. Stretch. Excel. That spirit of excellence is already within you. That spirit of excellence. The Bible said that about Daniel. The spirit of excellence was within him. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 3. The king put him over. He says, then this Daniel was preferred. Oh man. If you read this, just like that, out of the King James or some of our regular versions, you don't really get what it says. He says Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes. Almost as though Daniel was just preferred. No. The original translation, there's a Hebrew word, nisa. It means to distinguish yourself. He means to make yourself distinguished by the qualities and skills of character that you have.
to make yourself distinguished. He says Daniel was preferred, but the original actually reads this way. Daniel distinguished himself and became preferred. Daniel distinguished himself and became... How did he do it? He said here, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. An excellent spirit was in him. The excellent spirit inside Daniel came on top of him. He didn't keep it just inside. He put it on. And he distinguished himself. And because he distinguished himself, the glory of God started to show in his life. You know, when they threw him in the lion's den, even the king couldn't sleep at night. The king couldn't sleep at night. The Bible said the king fasted right through the night. He woke up early in the morning and ran to the lion's den and said, Daniel, oh Daniel, servant of the living God. He said, did your God who you serve continually. Oh, I love him. I love him. Did your God who you serve. Notice now, Daniel served God continually. He said, did that God deliver you? He said, did that God deliver you? Daniel said, yes, oh king. In verse 22, my God has sent his angel and he shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. Oh, this is the last word I'm going to speak over you today before I close. The Lord will send his angel. He will shut the mouth of every wicked plan and evil device of the enemy that is sent to hurt you. He will shut their mouth permanently. Daniel said, the Lord sent his angel. He shut the mouth of the lion. Hallelujah. The lion was still there, but he couldn't hurt Daniel. You may be around this situation, but it will not hurt you. God has denied it the power to hurt you. God has denied it the ability to hurt you. Hey, Daniel said, God, my God, whom I serve continually. Notice he said, I serve him continually. I don't just serve him one day. I serve him continually. I serve him continually. As the excellent spirit, he distinguished himself. He served God continually. He got together with his prayer bodies. He took the spirit of excellence that was within him and put it out. He let it show. The Bible says even when they were trying to find fault, they couldn't find fault. They couldn't find fault except in the law of his God. And God raised him up. And the glory of God was manifest on his life. Saints of God, I hope you can still hear me. This is where I'm going to stop preaching today. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can hold you back. Jesus has destroyed every bondage and every limit. But it is time to take the spirit of excellence inside you and put it on you. Let it show so the whole world can see it. It is time to arise and shine so the glory of God can shine upon you. It is time to let the world see that you serve a living God. It is time to pray. It is time to think. It is time to stretch and to strive for greatness and excellence. And it is time to excel, to be distinguished. I pray for you today in the name of Jesus. That same anointing of the Holy Spirit that raised Daniel up and made him a somebody in the midst of the people, that same anointing will make you 10 times better than the best version of yourself that you have ever known. The wisdom of God, the favor of God, the anointing to excel will become mainly major ways manifested over your life, displayed in such ways that you will not be able to keep it within yourself alone. That anointing will come forth and shine forth, make you what you ought to be in your generation. Did you receive it today?
Are you blessed? Did you get it? Did you get it from the Lord? Just wave your hands right there, wherever you are. Just wave your hands. Thank you. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Say, I receive it all. I receive it all. I receive it. I take hold of it in the name of Jesus. I take hold of it in the name of Jesus. I take hold of it in the name of Jesus. I call you blessed of the Lord. I call you blessed of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We honor you today. We give you glory and praise. Wherever there is sickness in your body, just before I quit here, I want you to touch that part of your body. Wherever there is a pain, wherever there is a sickness, wherever you are hurting in your life right now, touch it. Get a point of contact and touch it. Wherever there is a hurt, Daniel said, my God, he sent his angel and shut the mouth of the lion. God is about to shut the mouth of every lion right now. Wherever you hurt, wherever there's discomfort, wherever you have been displaced, wherever you've been put out of location, out of position, out of sync with your glory, go right ahead. Get a point of contact. I declare in the name of Jesus, the angel of the Lord is walking right now across borders, across continents, across nations, across cities. In the name of Jesus, is relieving God's people out of every yoke and every bondage that Satan has tried to put upon their lives. I declare in the name of Jesus that you are released. You are released by the power of God. You are released by the power of God. You are released by the power of God. We thank you, our Father. We give you all the glory and all the praise for this miracle. For this miracle. For this miracle. Keep that music playing. I don't know if you have that music playing. Keep it playing. There's somebody there with an issue with your eye. Something going on with your eye is extremely concerning to you. Something going on with your eye is extremely concerning to you. In the name of Jesus, touch that eye. In the name of Jesus, I declare the healing anointing of the Holy Spirit upon you. Receive your healing. Be healed. Be healed. It's not just the eye. Anywhere else where there are issues in your physical body. I know I just prayed, but I'm sensing. I'm going to pray one more time. Place your right hand over those places. Place your right hand over those. I declare the healing virtue of the Holy Spirit upon those parts of your life, those parts of your body. Be healed. Be made whole. Be healed. Be made whole. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Shout hallelujah 2 times. Shout hallelujah 2 times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah 3 more times. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, for completing your work. Thank you, Lord, for completing your work. Thank you, Father. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. It's a done deal. It's a finished work. It's perfected. It's perfected. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We stop that issue of blood right now, wherever it is, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's it. We stop that issue of blood. That issue of blood. Stop. Stop. Stop in the name of Jesus. 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 That irritation, that infection, we don't know what the root of it is, but you are just irritated. It's just creating this irritation all around parts of your physical being. Command you to stop right now in the name of Jesus. Stop right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.